Okay, so Pestel is a fairly obvious model, but what you need to realize is you use this when you're looking at the external environment. So when you're going through the exam, concentrate on the external factors. Okay, it's easy to get sucked into doing the internal things when looking at Pestel. Look at the external ones. The other thing to mention, I think, is if you are asked specifically to do it, to do Pestel, then make sure that you put something into each category. Obviously, go through the scenario and popping things into each category. But let's say you've got nothing in the socio-cultural category. Well, that's fine. Just think about what could possibly go in there. So what I'm saying is sometimes you have to think a little in the exam. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because, I don't know, let's say there's 12 or 15 marks for Pestel analysis. Well, there's six things in there. So you're going to get 3 marks each or 2 marks each or whatever it might be. So make sure that you hit every single one. But yeah, finally, just to reiterate, remember this is an external environmental tool. So when looking at the external analysis of the environment that a business is in.